This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, which you can get us for free. Welcome, welcome to a Tuesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Is your microphone on? Oh,
yeah,
you're just not close to it. Oh,
I got you. Sorry about that.
How you doing?
I'm good. How was Hawaii?
Man, it was nice over there, man. And then I land here and look what we got.
Whoa. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful. My neighborhood. My neighborhood. I swear. I know this sounds crazy and you couldn't capture it because I tried to take a picture.
Yeah.
My neighborhood looks like millions of diamonds.
Oh,
it's so pretty. It's just because, unfortunately, it's snow that froze. And so it's all frozen. It's crystallized. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. My yard, too. It looks really cool out there until you get out in it at 14 degrees at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then it doesn't feel as nice, but it's still cool. It's
it's
Colorado.
You still can't put your car in the garage?
No, I can't put it in the garage, but I do get that starter put in this week.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's Thursday.
That'll
yeah,
change your life.
I get it Thursday, so that's going to change everything, right?
Yeah.
The roads are really slick this morning. There's a lot of schools, too, that are on delay today.
Yeah, and I'm still on part of Douglas County's Facebook page, and everybody was thanking them.
For shutting down.
For delayed, thank you.
Yeah. Now, you probably have a lot more snow there where you live.
In Douglas County.
Than we have here, right?
Kind of, it's just ice. I don't know if it rained I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's Colorado, take your time, all the crap. Here's what I will say. Schmadillies. Schmadilly's pop-up.
Schmadilly's pop-up.
Yeah, it's my brilliant idea, okay? And what we do is we put, I say it every year this time, when it's this kind of snow, it's Schmadilly's pop-up. And for $10, you just drive into DTC right off of Bellevue, and he'll fill up your washer fluid for $10.
It's genius.
It is. Man. You don't get out of your car.
I actually need it.
I know. It's Schmadilly's pop-up.
Hey, dude, I actually need some fluid in mine.
We have some fluid in back in promotions, too.
Do you?
Right now.
Yeah. Schmadilly's pop-up. I was thinking it because I kept using my windshield wiper fluid all the way here. It's that kind of day, so everybody make sure that you have tons of it. I literally was every 5 minutes when a truck came by or whatever, and I was like, Schmidilli's pop-up.
Yeah. Schmidill, we got to make some extra money for you for the holidays.
Yeah, because there is a lot of times where you get on the highway and then you're like, oh, dude, I don't have windshield washer fluid today.
You don't realize it until you need it.
Exactly. Yeah. I've actually reached my arm out and poured, like, had a, you know, cup of water in the middle and poured it while I'm driving.
Use whatever you got.
And, the worst is when your windshield is really bad and then you face the sun. It's blinding. Look out.
Yeah. It's awful. Yeah, but Schmidilli's pop-up is a multi-million dollar idea. We could franchise it. I mean.
I like the fact that we get to use the supplies from the radio station, too. Yeah. You're not out of pocket anything.
No. You're just increasing our profit margins, man.
Exactly.
Ours. You mean yours.
And then we put the van right next to Schmidilli's pop-up, so we keep that running on their gas. And that way you can pop in there and get warm.
Perfect.
On a low. And Schmidilli's pop-up is
You might be taking some business away from these guys at the stoplight, though, that are trying to clean some windshield.
But because we need these full. The reservoir has to be full. Yeah. Those guys just do your windshield. Schmidilli's pop-up is a multi-million
dollar. That'll
last. It
takes it to a whole different level, doesn't it?
I mean, it's a little seasonal, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah, all you need's a tent and a heater, and I'm sure we have that in promotions. We keep tents around here.
I love it.
So, anyway. What my bottom point is, fill up your windshield wiper before you go
out. I think mine's frozen.
They don't freeze.
Yeah, well, they do if you do something stupid. What I do. If you do that, it freezes. I tried to use it this morning and nothing happened, so I think it's frozen.
You actually put water in there?
I put water through the summer. I put water. I was telling Schmidill this. I could save you some money. What you need to do is put water. But then when you forget and winter hits, oh, man.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
There's a lot of people who do like a 50-50 mix, too.
Yeah, for the summer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you got to remember.
A lot of people do that with vodka when they steal it from their parents and put it back in the freezer. And then their parents are like, why is my vodka frozen?
Yeah, that'll bust you every time, boy. Frozen vodka. All right, just getting started here on a Tuesday, 303-222-5423, brand new text line instead of the old text line at 51059, BJ Jamie Morning Show, just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Hey, a big old thank you. Thank you to the people that adopted the families on the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree. Very nice of you to step up. All the kiddos are going to love it. Brought to you by Steel Bros Heating, Longmont Dairy, Dave & Buster's, and Rinky Brothers. That's where we're going to get the smelly costume.
Oh, I was like, what?
Jamie loves.
I love those.
The costumes that we get from Rinky Brothers.
Oh, did they step up? Did you find that out?
We're calling Greg. I left him a voicemail on Saturday. he always comes through. So, Rinky Brothers, they're our buddies over there. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, they'll work it out for us. Carson was telling me about the concert earlier this morning when we got here.
Yeah, we covered it yesterday. It was awesome.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Man,
it was really amazing.
I bet it was a great show.
Oh,
place
unreal.
Was packed too, right?
Yeah.
I learned sold some out. Things yesterday. Yesterday that I want to share with the audience because our boss came in yesterday after the show and he was telling us some inside scoop about Benson. First of all, he said he probably learned some stuff I shouldn't know. First of all, his management is kind of funny because he only has one hit. Right?
Yeah.
He has one hit. But his management is like acting like he's Taylor Swift. Right? Like they're
it's
like.
It's kind of at that level.
Yeah, it's kind of at the level. His management, not Benson.
Exactly.
So don't take it away from Benson. But his management is acting like he's Taylor Swift. Like you have to have a special pass for Benson. And our boss is kind of getting agitated at him because he's like, who brought him here? This guy.
Yeah, like it's our show.
Exactly. And so our boss got a little agitated, not at the label, not at Benson, but at his management because they're treating him like Taylor. And then after that, he's like, you know, he has one hit. Like he just one hit. And he's so it was a whole thing. And then the other thing, he talked to Benson. He's like, Benson isn't anything like his management at all. Nice, right?
One of the coolest guys he's ever met.
And he said that Benson was freaking out. If you were at the show, you know what happened. So he climbed up too high on the scaffolding and realized he was too high to do the flip, but he didn't want to come down any because he's already up there. And he went ahead and threw the flip. And then because he was so high in the scaffolding, it was wobbly. And it gave when he pushed off.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he thought he was going to die. Yeah. So he completed the.
He was committed to it.
Yeah, but
like,
yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
But that was just some inside scoop that our boss gave us.
I don't know what label he's on, but their problem is it Warner Brothers, and they have a lot of acts too. Yeah. You would think because when you
but
have
this
that
is
first...
his management, not the label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When the management, when you've got one hit, you should consider yourself very lucky.
Right.
Very lucky. Okay. When you get four or five hits, then you could throw on the diva.
Mm-hmm.
You can become that person.
But it's not him. Again,
right,
I want
to make
sure all this clear. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the people behind the scenes.
Because you know he got some new management guy, right? You know, that's like, hey, everybody back.
Yeah. You don't have the pink pass.
Yes,
you
exactly.
can't be back here talking to Vince and Boone.
And in the meantime, Vince is like, whoa, man, I'm cool.
Like, I want to hang out with all these people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then our boss said the only funny part was like he was taking a picture with him and it was after the show and Benson was super sweaty.
Had his shirt off.
And he's like, just putting your hand around another guy's body that's all sweaty is like very uncomfortable.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. But that guy is ripped and shredded, that Benson.
Is
yeah.
he?
Oh,
he's got a six
no
pack.
No kidding.
Like, well, more like a 12 pack.
Well, yeah. To do that flip, you got to be somewhat in shape,
yeah.
right? I mean,
he's
only like
22.
Rocky.
He's
yeah.
only 22.
Yeah.
So that's,
oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
No, he's 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Man, I heard it was a killer show,
it
though.
It was really
yeah.
great. It was great.
Everybody had a great time, I guess.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Do it again next year, Alice in Winterland.
I don't know if we can top this one.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. And then our boss is like, I just want to thank your woo girls. And I was like, wait, what? And he goes, well, I kind of felt bad for the fray because everybody in line was like, are we going to see Benson? Are we going to see Benson? And your girlfriends were like, woo, the fray!
They were all about it.
Were like, they in the same area, the
yeah,
fray
they were,
and Benson?
Yeah, they were. They had different dressing rooms, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So
that backstage
like,
area.
I think the fray got to hear the woo girls just yell out for the fray.
They brought the energy.
Yeah, that's what he said. So.
Yeah. I want to meet them. You
yeah.
can just hear Benson Boone. I want to meet them. Why? Just the fray.
No,
not
it went,
fair.
It went the op. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, everybody went to meet Benson, and it made the fray sad. But my girlfriends are the ones that were like, "Woo, the fray!"
I mean, they wanted to know their life story.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
All
you
right,
were there.
I've got a news story here. Did you see where that lady pulled that gun in that parking lot at King Soopers?
I did not.
Over the weekend, a lady she pulled a gun on a couple because they honked at her in a trying to get a parking space at the parking lot. And she whips out a gun with a sight on it and levels it off on him.
It was crazy.
Where
King
was
Soopers.
This? Which one? Where?
It's up north. It was like 100 and it is 200.
I want to say Arvada.
All right. Here's Jim Hooley reporting on it.
Police say the manhunt is.
Whoop, wrong one. Wrong one. Hang on just a second. There it is. Road rage. Road rage.
A simple horn honk can turn into something that, once again, that could turn deadly. Around 7 in the evening over the weekend, when the young couple in the car recorded this when they were trying to get out of the parking lot, they became blocked in by one vehicle that was in front of them, and that's when they decided to honk their horn to get the car to move. Then all of a sudden, the woman in the red sweatshirt came out of her vehicle yelling, screaming, and pulled out the gun.
I looked down on my shirt, and I can see the laser on my shirt, and I was like, we have to go, we have to go.
The woman says that they immediately drove out of the parking lot. They were able to get out and around, and they immediately called police. That laser is the sight for the gun that is on her sweatshirt. That's what that woman, who did not want to be identified, is talking
Every
about.
Every time I see a road rage story, I think of Carson.
Why is that?
Well, because he says he gets agitated behind the wheel.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, he's that guy of the four of us.
Right.
He's the guy most likely to lose his cool.
I was hoping that would stop when he got a car seat in the back.
Hey, listen, I've been actively working on toning it down.
Well, that's why we play these stories for you, because this could occur, Carson.
Yeah, this is
you've got
intense.
A kid in the car.
Yeah, no, I would never want that to happen.
Yeah,
well,
no.
In the car. Oh,
it's just
God.
Over a blowing of a horn.
It's right. crazy.
I mean, you're talking about being trigger happy.
Well, and they were the ones in the middle of the aisle. They were clogging up all the traffic.
Holy
That's
cow.
Crazy. Wow.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, 50 Cent, or I'm sorry, 50 Cent is loving life. You know, forever he's been going after Diddy and Jay-Z and saying, listen, I was never part of any of that stuff. You guys, this is years ago, before anything came to fruition. He would say, like, These guys are crooked. They're dirty. They're in a game, blah, blah, blah. I won't be a part of it. And nobody believed him. None of us believed him. I didn't believe him. And now that it's all coming up, he's like laughing.
Yeah. I think, back in the day, I think these guys kind of picked their team. And if you weren't on their team, I'm talking about Diddy and Jay-Z. And if you weren't on their team, they blocked you out of the entertainment industry. They tried everything they could to squash you.
He was talking about that Jay-Z should no longer produce the Super Bowl halftime show due to claims that he did to a minor. Here's what he said. I guess he was laughing in a car or something like that. And he wrote, okay, I don't know what's going on, but are we going to still have the Super Bowl halftime show? And then it was a worried emoji. I'm just asking for a friend. Yeah, so he's
trying to start something.
By the way, a lot of people, though, are calling for Jay-Z not to produce the Super Bowl. In fact, they're saying that it might have compromised it. They don't know what's going to happen. And Beyonce's Christmas appearance. The claims against Jay-Z throw doubt on Beyonce's planned Christmas Day comeback and she's planning a 2025 tour. It says Bay and Jay. Oh, that's cute. That is cute, isn't it? Oh my God, Bay and Jay, that's so cute, are one of the most dominant power couples on the globe. So even though the claim has nothing to do with her or her name, it's already been dragged into online speculation. The plan was for Beyonce to perform a new song during her Christmas Day halftime show before kicking off her new tour. So people are saying,
I don't know if it should affect her with the tour and the Super Bowl or Christmas show or whatever it is. And then they also had a rumor floating around yesterday that new movie, that Lion King movie.
Mufasa,
that possibly it could be affected by this too, because Blue Ivy is in that movie, right?
So is Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. And Beyonce, and they were on the red carpet yesterday with Jay-Z, by the way. And I don't think that, that it should affect them because they had nothing to do with this.
I don't know. It's all pretty ugly.
Yeah, it is. Do you think he's guilty?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
The reason why we did, we kind of went around the room a little bit, but it's just because of Rihanna, how old was... We never really looked it up, did we?
No, never looked it up.
We know that she had moved, in with him from wherever she lived, and she was young, and Beyonce was even young.
Yeah, she was 16, wasn't she?
I don't know. We didn't look it up, but, she was young, so...
Well, and even that video of him and the confrontation in the elevator a couple of years back, that's when I first saw, I was like, you're not the best dude.
Yeah. I mean, if Beyonce's sister is attacking you, something went wrong.
Yeah.
So, I think he did it. And that's very blatant to say, Jamie. Anyway, his lawyer, Jay-Z's lawyer, says that Jane Doe must reveal her identity, otherwise drop the lawsuit. That's a big ask.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessary that she has to, because she was a minor when this happened.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I think that she's covered, that she can keep that out of the headlines.
In the lawsuit originally filed in October, a woman identified as Jane Doe sued Diddy. And then she also said that Jay-Z was there as well when all this went down. And his team is saying that she has to say her name.
I was reading yesterday, now you don't know what's true on the internet, obviously, that she actually went to the police after this happened, that she reported it to her parents, and then they contacted the police, so there should be a report out there that if it did occur or not, or if she reported this. So, that could weigh heavily into this, but then again, I don't know if it's true or not.
By the way, he was 30, I'm reading it now, he was 30 when he signed Rihanna, and she was 16. 30-year-old or 16-year-old. Yeah. That's suspect to me. Yes. Anyway, Beyonce's mother also is saying, hey, wait, I want you all to know I was hacked. Apparently, somebody put up the Jay-Z situation that he's being accused, and she hit like.
Oh, that's not a good look.
I don't know. I don't think she was hacked.
I don't either.
Think she liked the fact that he was in trouble. It's the mother-in-law.
That's always the excuse. I've been hacked.
The mother-in-law's turned on you.
I know, but don't you? Haven't you hit like and you didn't mean to? I think she hit like. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think she hit like and didn't mean to and went, "Holy hell, it was hacked!"
Yeah, you're just scrolling and you accidentally double tap.
Exactly,
it's
it is so easy.
And someone was like, "Screenshot."
Yeah, and they did it just in time because I've done the same thing. Your fat thumb goes and you're scrolling up, and then when you scroll up, you hit the thumb, the like thumb, and you're like, "No." Yeah, so she says, oh my God, I've been hacked. And so she hurried up and unliked it. And then she said, I was hacked. As you all know, I do not play about family. So if you see something uncharacteristic of me, just know it was not me. It was you. Just say you accidentally hit like.
Dummy. She didn't get hacked.
No, not at all. No. Let's see here. What else is there? Oh, Taylor Swift. Well, this is nice of her. You know, she's just, she's such a nice girl, this one. She gave 197, take this in. She gave $197 million in bonuses to her, all her people.
That's awesome.
Almost $200 million in bonuses.
Ooh.
That's no
Man,
turkey.
That sounds like our company.
Right?
Yeah, giving out all that money at Christmas.
It says it went to the truck drivers, the caterers, the instrument techs, the merch team, the lighting, the sound, the production staff, assistants, carpenters, dancers, band members, security personnel, choreographers, pyrotechs, hairstylists, makeup artists, wardrobe stylists. There's no more money left for me.
Yeah. You know, so they all get like $100 after it's all divvied up.
She worked them hard, though.
Oh,
if you think about it, I mean, she took them on the road and they never got off the road.
Even when you went down to her show at Mile High, it was like the trucks and like the merch semi. She had a semi full of just merch.
And it was night after night, country after country that she went to.
Uh-huh.
So she worked them hard. They earned it.
It was 149 shows and it was across 21 months. So.
Whew.
Yep. Good for her. This is not the first time during the Eras tour that Swift had spread the wealth for her success. Remember, she'd given $55 million before in bonuses to the crew members working on the tour prior to that, too. So she's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Shoot. She also paid tribute to her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, during her last song on the Eras tour. Yay. The guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. Yay. It's so sweet.
It is so sweet of her. Last song.
Oh,
on the big tour. Got to do it for Travi.
Yes, Travi. You know, she loves love. We all love love for her. Yeah. And then finally, I guess, and I kind of called it. I knew that this was going to be happening. But somebody has a sex tape with Zach Bryan. It was a matter of time, friends.
No kidding.
Yep.
Zach. Way to go, Zach.
What is his deal? He gets around.
Know. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. Says it's from early in his career, like before he blew up.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why was she filming him? That's creepy.
Yeah. She's an OnlyFans model.
Well, I know, but if she's having relations with him, it doesn't need to be on OnlyFans.
Well, and he obviously knew that he was being taped.
You think he did?
Yeah, she said yeah. He knew.
She gives pretty graphic details.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't pull the audio.
So he was a part of it, huh?
Uh-huh.
I don't listen. It's each to your own, but I don't get that. I know what's happening. I don't need to see it later. Because let me tell you something.
I don't need to see it
in my head, it's beautiful. I bet if I relook at it, it's hideous.
And I'll bet you Zach Bryan is too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm done. Hideous. There you go. Tabloid check.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It is slick in certain areas this morning. A lot of places, in fact. I think there's some delays with the schools and a lot of things going on this morning. Snow fell yesterday. Was that predicted?
Yeah.
Was it in the forecast?
Mm-hmm.
We got about 5 inches at my house.
Yeah.
Got a lot of snow.
It's it's the most wonderful time of the year. I love it.
Yeah, it's slick.
I love it because everybody has their Christmas lights out and it just makes it look spectacular.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas, you guys are talking about Christmas movies.
Dude, I'm so excited for Saturday.
Why?
And I invited you.
What's Saturday?
Did you get the invite? I made it by hand out of construction paper and a doily.
No, I didn't get a doily.
Oh yeah, I handmade invitations. I used doilies and I took some red construction paper and I made little, you know, and then the doily I cut and I made it into a snowflake and it said, "You are invited to my house on Saturday."
You're kidding.
No.
How was it supposed to be delivered?
Well, Santa was going to deliver it.
Well, that schmuck missed my house.
Well,
because I haven't seen the invite.
Yeah.
What's going on at your house?
Well, Saturday is the premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark movie.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah. And I was inviting everybody over to watch it.
You're throwing the party.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be there. This is as good as the invite. So if I don't get the invitation, I'm not invited.
No, you're still invited. I didn't get your RSVP. But
yeah.
Saturday is the big premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie. You know, loosely based on the love that Taylor has. Isn't it supposed to be like that?
It's Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh my God, man,
I will be there. You know me, I'm the doctor of love, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't wait for that. Do I need to bring anything like eggnog or anything? I mean,
anything like Christmassy, like, you know, those little puffs that are made out of white powdered sugar. Yeah, bring those.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
Yeah.
I'll have to work on my puffs.
Yeah.
I've never made the puffs before. So.
Speaking of which, today is our neighborhood brunch.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood brunch with some of the girls.
Yeah.
And my friend, she brings this thing that she. Kelly, no, I love you. And you know you're one of my bestest friends.
No.
She's one of the woo girls.
Yeah.
But she brings proudly, I mean proudly, a tater tot casserole.
Yeah, I heard you mentioned that off air. Have you ever eaten it?
No, God, no.
You've never touched it?
No, and she's super clean. It's not because like I feel like she scratches her butt or anything like that.
Right.
She's like super clean, meticulous. Yeah. Her house is spotless. She has three littles. Like she's like... buttoned up. She's the girl that when she goes somewhere, she writes down all her outfits.
Yeah, scratching the butt might make it more delicious, actually.
It needs something.
Might add to it. Might be an extra spice that it needs. Hey, I've never had it before, but I've seen it. I had someone once bring it to a dinner. It looks disgusting. I just don't understand. Who came up with the recipe? Tater tot?
Yeah,
casserole?
We make it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, at least probably like... 5 times a year or something like that.
Do you know what's in it?
Yeah. So it's got corn, you got bacon, you've got any type of meat you want to put in it, like just, you know, ground up beef or whatever. And then it's tater tots and cheese. But so the key is you got to cook the tater tots, you got to leave it in the oven and make sure that they're really crispy. That's the key to it because you don't want like...
To me, it looks mushy.
Oh, but you make sure that the tater tots aren't mushy. That's the key to it. They got to be crispy on top.
Yeah,
I think it's delicious.
But
we make it a lot. Yeah,
it feels like eventually they're going to get mushy.
Yeah,
one way or the other, because you're adding all the other ingredients to it and you're recooking it in a casserole. It's got to loosen up a bit.
It's kind of like cereal. You got to eat it fast.
No.
Cereal gets mushy.
Yeah,
I mean it gets mushy as it cooks.
Oh no. No, yeah. Not if you cook. You gotta crisp up the top layer of the tater tot.
She walks in, you guys, she walks in like Betty Crocker. Like, she like wants us all to go, "No, you brought the tater tot casserole?" Like, everybody brings food, right? Well, I don't. I'm bringing 3 bottles of Bailey's. But anyway, I got different flavors, so that was nice. I got peppermint. Yeah. You know they make chocolate?
No.
Yeah, they make Bailey's and chocolate.
No, I got s'mores the other day.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah, it was good.
My son and I share my American Express account, and he calls me and goes, "Why did you spend $127 at the liquor store?"
Yeah, you live alone.
I know. He's like, "What's going on, Mom?
Yeah,
are you okay? Do I need to?"
Yeah, Mom, do we need an intervention? Do I need to fly in and bring the fridge? Yeah. I got to tell you, I've had one of those interventions before. They're not fun.
They're not fun.
When you walk out of your room, it's crazy. Yeah, I walked out of my room. I'm asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
Hungover is a better word for it. Still drunk might be even a better word for it. And get out of bed. You walk into the living room, and you're probably still in your underwear at the time, right? Because, hey, somebody's here. So you walk out, and there's a room full of people.
Wait, this is a real story?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yes, my God. Jamie, this is a real story.
What the hell?
Yes.
I went from home. Hallmark to this? You're a different Hallmark movie.
People all over the country have flown in.
Oh.
And they're sitting around in a circle in your house.
What?
You're like, "What the hell are you guys doing here? Is it my birthday or something?
What do we name your Hallmark movie?
I guarantee you'd get a lot of views. It was edgy. There's a movie that people are talking about, too, called, have you seen Claws? It's just called, spelled with a K.
Hasn't that been a movie for a while?
Yeah, 2019 it came out. But they're saying, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's becoming the number one viewed Christmas movie.
I get them all mixed up. I don't remember which one
it's
that
on
one
Netflix.
Is. Who is it star?
Let's see here. It stars. It does say on here. Norm MacDonald does one of the voices. It's animated.
Oh, it's animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're calling it probably the best Christmas film in the past 30 years.
I'll have to check it out. I love Christmas movies. I mean, I like literally love them. Although, I was telling them yesterday, and I guess my lights are too bright.
In the neighborhood?
You remember the Christmas...
vacation.
Is it vacation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember those people, they have the Porsche, and they're up, and they're like trying to go to bed. It's a lady from Seinfeld, Elaine or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to go to sleep, and the lights just come through their house.
They got their shutters closed, but it's still coming through.
Sorry, Christina and Eric.
What lights?
It's like daylight.
What
out there.
Lights do you have that are that bright?
Oh, they are awesome.
Everything on your house?
Yeah. Well, I bought all those trees, those LED trees. They're like $179.
I remember those last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and I bought 14 of them.
I didn't know you bought 14 of those.
Yeah, I have 14, and they are so bright.
Is there in the yard?
Yeah, there's 14 of them.
Did you get a notice? Did somebody write you a note or something?
I noticed. I love them. They're my favorite neighbors on the planet. But every single shade is drawn.
Yeah.
They used to look out over the ravine. You know, they could see outside the snow and stuff. I noticed they're really tightly.
They've actually boarded up the windows.
Yeah, they've shuttered in. Like, yeah, they're kind of bright. I'll bring in one of the trees. They're really beautiful. I highly recommend them.
Yeah, if you can't see.
They really twinkle, too.
I haven't seen them in our neighborhood.
Like,
I'd like to see a picture of it.
Sure, maybe
it's something I could put out there. Because I've got five blow-ups in my front yard, and two are just completely destroyed.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the snow took them down. Mm. I noticed it this morning.
Down,
it looks like a pile in a football game out there.
One of my trees did fall over from the snow, but that's it. Oh, look.
Oh, geez, those are bright.
I told you.
How the hell do you sleep at night?
Yeah, those
are. They do pop through your house, even more so.
Holy cow.
And that's just one side of the house.
Are they allowed to sell those? That's like a spotlight.
And you know what's funny? You should see the wiring for them. And they get really hot. And I was like,
The wires do?
Oh, yeah. And so I had to put a baking tray underneath them. So they don't catch the stuff that you put on your lawn. What is that stuff around the trees? So they don't catch that on fire.
Oh, like the bark and stuff?
Yeah. So I put them on pie pans.
That must be awesome during the day.
Well, they're hidden.
You've got the brightest house in the neighborhood.
Oh, it's bright. Yeah, it's very bright.
Yeah,
it's very
Christmas.
It's kind of pretty.
Now, today when you do your... So everybody brings a meal, something to eat for the brunch?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just bringing three bottles of liquor.
Yeah, well, you're the liquor girl.
Can I just say, I said to my son, when he's like, Mom, why'd you spend $127 at the liquor store? Like, should I come home now? And I was like, hey... I'm the mom. I can spend whatever I want.
Don't be parenting me.
Yeah. Why is he going through the bank account to see what you spend at the liquor store?
Exactly. Because I made a mistake because he has his own card. And so I want to see his, but I can't figure out how to separate ours. So even though he has his own card and he pays his own card, I somehow have them combined on one thing.
He can see the account.
He can see the account. Even though he pays his own, I can see mine and his, and I don't know how to get out. I don't know. And he won't help.
I love that he's worried about you.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
$127, Bob, you're alone. What's going on here?
What's going on?
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got to remind you that the Mega Millions tonight is worth a lot of money. We're talking over $600 million you could win. Woo. What a holiday gift that would be.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Woo.
I saw where the guy got caught, the guy that shot that CEO.
Dude, I went into the rabbit hole with that guy.
You did?
Yeah, there's a lot.
What did you find out?
Do you have a news story?
I do have a news story
right,
of
so
the
you
capture itself.
You play that, and then I'll tell you what I found out.
All right.
In the brazen ambush murder of a health insurance CEO on a sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan, the search came to an end at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, where someone recognized the widely publicized face of the accused killer and called police.
Tonight, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione is charged with murder in the slaying of CEO Brian Thompson. Police say they found a gun and a mask linking Mangione to the ambush slaying, as well as a three-page document with writing suggesting that Mangione had ill will toward corporate America.
I've got a few things that I've seen that's confusing, too, but go ahead. What have you learned with this guy?
He was brilliant.
I heard he was very smart. I did hear that.
He was the valedictorian at his private school. High school was $36,000 a year. And then he went to Penn. He went to Penn State. He was in computer analytics, I think, or computer science. And then he worked at Stanford as a counselor for like kids that were smart kids are. And so he worked at Stanford, too. And then he had back surgery. And he had three screws in his back, supposedly.
I saw that from a surfing accident, right?
Right. And after that, his whole life turned upside down.
Okay. And did he have a problem with the health insurance?
Yeah,
I guess so.
They
didn't pay or something?
They didn't really say, but they said it started then. And I'm wondering if he became addicted to like Oxycontin or something like that.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know if he's mad at him about that or if he was denied. But something happened and they said he just completely went off the rails after the screws are crazy.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Now, his family is wealthy, right?
They must be if they can afford $36,000.
Well, I hear they own a resort. They own some hotel chains. They own a golf course. They own all kinds of stuff. They're very, very wealthy in the Baltimore area, I think it is. But I've been seeing online where people are supporting this guy.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, he did a terrible act here. And for some reason, people are kind to getting his back on. And even Burger King yesterday, because he was arrested at a McDonald's.
That was a joke.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that's
I
real.
Hope
Burger
so.
Burger King didn't actually tweet that.
Well, it's got their, you know, you can't tell with the internet or anything, but I saw that tweet and I thought, they wouldn't do that, would they?
No.
They put out like, at Burger King, we don't snitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can't understand why people are supporting this guy.
I hated that I just chuckled, but I did.
It's pretty funny.
At Burger King, we're not a snitch.
It would go viral.
I know, but I mean, they can't do that in corporate America.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
This guy had the world in front of him. He was brilliant, according to the sources, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he lived in Hawaii, I think, was the last place he lived.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was arrested. He was at a McDonald's, and I guess he went up to order, and somebody recognized him and told somebody behind the counter that, hey, I think that's him.
Yep.
And they called the police, and sure enough, he had everything on him. He had the gun. He had the manifesto. He had everything on him.
Yeah.
And busted.
Something went wrong. I mean, for him to scribble that on the bullets, and he wanted those bullets seen. And that's the thing with him.
What did he scribble on the bullets?
From that movie. It was a Netflix movie about insurance people.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A book, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Like deny...
Dispose, and claim. It's how they the insurance companies work, basically. Yeah.
So he put those on the bullets, and even after the guy was... Oh, I'm sorry, just watch the truck just totally go sideways.
Be careful. It's slick.
Sorry.
Be careful.
I'm sorry. That was weird. I was just like, I'm watching a guy wreck out our windows.
I saw a guy this morning coming up C-470.
Yeah.
He started to slide. And I'm about to pass him. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Don't. He got control of it. But I'm panicking. Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Squirrel.
Well, the bottom line is this guy's caught. He had a vengeance, obviously, against the healthcare system. And he just went to extremes.
Crazy. It'll be interesting. I mean, people already want a movie made about it. I mean, people are angry about the insurance.
They already suggested like a character to play him,
Franco,
an actor.
Or whatever.
Everyone seems more mad that he got caught than what he did.
I
don't understand it.
You know, I told you this, and I'll just take it a little bit into the healthcare system back in the day when I was married to somebody that was a surgeon. And my ex-husband could only call, let's say, Aetna, all right? I'm just making a name. But he could only call on behalf of his patients twice a year. and go and fight for them. And if he called more than for two patients a year, they dropped him from the insurance plan.
Yeah.
He's in private practice. He can't survive if he's not on these insurance plans. But they would say to him, well, you know what? You can't go to bat for any more patients. You get two a year.
See, that's messed up.
Isn't it?
That is.
And they'd be like, sorry, that's cosmetic. And he'd be like, they can't walk. It's not cosmetic. And they're like, you hit your quota for going to fight for patients' rights. And so we're going to have to drop you from. And again, it wasn't Aetna. I'm just making up a name. You
know. Yeah. My wife works at a hospital. And she deals with insurance companies all the time. And she says there are layers in the healthcare system that are so frustrating and unfair.
Yeah.
So unfair. And this kid obviously had found those unfair or what he thought
Whatever
was. And he acted upon it with the CEO of the healthcare system. And finally, he's caught. I mean, it's nothing to rave about that he did this. I mean, it's a hideous act that he did.
He could have done something different.
Yeah. I mean there's a better way to protest it.
Yeah,
you cannot kill somebody on the street in cold blood.
And no matter, I mean, the guy is still a dad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the whole thing is sad.
It is sad. All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw over the past few days that we've become a finalist here for Denver for the gay games.
Oh, have I you thought you were going to say for the Heisman Trophy.
No. Well, that too. Yeah. Travis Hunter, right?
Yeah, sure was.
He's a finalist, but we also have the gay games that possibly could be coming here.
I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, we were up for it, and Governor Polis says, I think we're top three right now.
Did we get the film festival? Remember, we were going to get that too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen a follow-up on that.
Yeah. Me either. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the good news, I guess, that we get to. We're finalists.
We're finalists.
So it could be named.
But now, what does that entail?
Here's a promo for it. Okay.
We're bigger out west. Ready to make this the biggest gay games ever.
Woo-hoo.
We're ready to amplify our message of diversity and inclusion and share our attitude of acceptance with everyone. And we're ready to ensure that the Gay Games 2030 has more younger participants than ever before.
Together, I don't know. I don't know. What about the old people?
What if you're 80? They don't want you? They don't want you in the gay games?
And what do you do at the gay games?
That's what I was.
Yeah, track and field. What are we doing here?
What
do we do? I mean.
My thoughts are like dirty, like pickleball. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah. I was going to use pole vaulting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's solid. Yeah, but that's, it all feels rude.
All right. Fidel also grabbed the announcement. Denver, top three.
Without further ado, I am thrilled and excited to announce that Denver is a finalist city on
Gay Games. I don't know when they are, though. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a guessing summer.
Well, it said like, what, 2030?
Yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what year. Did it say in the promo?
I thought it did.
Yeah. Maybe so. Yeah. 2030?
Yeah.
That's 6 years down the road. What the hell?
Yeah, 2030.
It's got to be in the summer. You can't wear the short shorts in weather like this.
No.
No, you can't.
Although I was telling them yesterday, I'm really into this Harvard guy. This guy that has defied aging, right? I'm really into him because now he's doing public talks and all this stuff. He's from Harvard. He's from the genealogy, whatever he is, but he spends $1 million a year on his health, right? And one of the things that he said is that we are too comfortable with our thermostats and we need to stay cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I do sleep better when I'm a little
bit
cold.
He said to sleep when you're cold, that your sleep will be better if you're cold because your body goes into a fight mode. And so it's like trying to stay warm, right? You obviously burn off more calories. It says, but then it really activates everything in your body to survive. Like every single cell and everything that it's great for you to be cold.
Yeah. I don't like fight mode.
It's not your
By the way, that reminds me, I had a confrontation out in Hawaii.
You did?
Here's what I don't like. When Ralphie was little, did you ever have a complete stranger kind of tell your kid what he could or couldn't do?
Yes.
That tried to do something. Is that the most irritating thing there is as a parent?
Well, it doesn't happen. You have to go after them.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So we're out on this patio, right? And Frog is shaking one of those umbrellas, okay? And I'm like, dude, stop. This guy that's liquored up, okay? And that's fine. I mean, you're in Hawaii, no big deal, right? The guy goes, no. You can do that. You can do that. You're not hurting anything.
Oh, I like that guy. I thought he was, no, I like that guy. My friend, okay, So I like him because he's older. I got that done to me a lot by
mean?
Older
what
people.
Do you mean you like that guy?
I do like that guy because they're telling us, like, listen, here, okay, so my neighbor was older than me, and he moved away, but he used to be like, it's fine. He's fine. Someday they're going to grow up, and guess what? This moment was fine because I flipped out. My son dropped the pasta sauce. Yeah. He was like 8, right. And I freaked out on him, and my neighbor's like, was standing there watering, and he's like, it's fine.
It's like the life experience. like you're freaking out about it now, yeah. But it's the end game. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Like I thought you were like somebody was correcting you and saying he should not be doing that, but he was telling you like calm your ass down.
No. But he was rocking this umbrella. It's a big umbrella. This thing could have fallen out of the little holder it was in. I looked at the guy and I said, no, he can't do that. I'm his dad. You're not. He can't be shaking that. It could fall over on somebody.
But I thought it was somebody like telling your kid, don't do that. But he's telling you, like, calm your ass down.
Yeah. He's intervening. And I mean, he's
defending your kid is actually what.
Right. That's what he was doing.
Because older
people. But it irritated me.
Older people do that a lot. I find myself kind of even doing it. Like, if Carson says something about his daughter, whatever, I'm like, it's fine. Let her, you know, yeah. do that.
But
like,
it seems to me in the moment, right. like it's a big deal.
Exactly.
Well, and I'm that parent when it comes to Lisa and I'm that parent that actually takes the kid's side. Okay. She's more strict than I am about it. It's just, this was in a situation where it could have hurt somebody if it had fallen.
Like my kid and I were sitting in their yard and over at the neighbor's, and he had just put down new sod, and my kid was like breaking it off. And I was like, dude, they just put down new sod. That's expensive. And he's like, oh my God, he's fine. And I was like, yeah. Okay, it's your sod. Yeah.
Well, it's your sod, yeah.
Yeah, it's your sod, sir. Whatever.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If you want to follow that guy that I was talking about, the guy that's from Harvard thanks, by the way, Spadil, for pulling that up. David Sinclair is his name. Again, it's David Sinclair. He's a Harvard Medical School genetics professor and anti-aging researcher who studies how life really affects your aging. Yesterday, I told you about how he told you about sleeping. It's so important. And then I was waking up all night like, you're aging! every time I wake up in the middle of the night, oh my God, go back to sleep, you're aging, you're aging, you're aging. And then one of the other ones is you need to be cold, the most you can be cold, like wear everything cold, that we're too comfortable here in Colorado, especially we turn up the heat and
yeah.
it just makes us fat and lazy.
I don't like it cool in the house. Yeah, I do in the summer, obviously, but right. not in the winter.
Yeah, no. So he said, live cold. The other thing he said, don't drink red wine, but instead buy the extracts from red wine because the benefits for them are amazing, not the alcohol part. So, of course, I went online and bought all that.
Yeah. I feel like with this guy, that his regimen, I think you have to do the whole thing. You can't just pick and choose. Like, you know, that's going to affect the aging. You know what I mean? Because he's got this really, I mean, his routine is like really in depth.
He has like a whole team, too.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Well, he spends $1 million a year. But he believes in supplements. He said you don't pee them out. Some of them you lose, but he really believes in all these supplements. Vitamin D, for example, especially, you know, when we're in the snow and all that stuff. And leafy vegetables. Green leafy vegetables was his big thing, too. In the meantime, though, I want to tell you, I have been flagged by Facebook for being a serial killer.
No kidding.
What? Yeah, let me read you this. Your comments have gone against our community standards on violence and incitement.
What'd you do?
Your comments are similar to content that we've removed for going against our community standards. You can delete it now to avoid potential account restrictions. Well, I went ahead and posted it.
The warning?
Yeah. No, I went ahead and posted what I was going for. They told me to remove it.
Oh.
But I didn't.
Oh. What did you comment on or post?
I said, Sarah, I'm going to cut your bangs when you're sleeping.
Oh. What a threat.
I know. Against all community standards.
They flagged you
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, look at that.
You're kidding.
I'm going to cut
Don't they have
bags,
bigger
sir.
Issues on there?
Apparently not.
I mean, come on.
You can sell puppies that don't exist. And, you know, concert tickets that don't exist. But if you tell Sarah you're going to cut her bangs while she's sleeping.
Maybe.
Community standard.
Maybe those content people don't know what bangs are. They think it's like a blood vein or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. That was,
wow.
I was like, wow.
That's harsh.
It was, right? Everybody's very excited about Jamie Foxx's quote, what had happened was. It comes out on Netflix today, and people are saying, you know, because they couldn't take their phones or anything, and comedians were kind of saying, dude, he's talking about Diddy and how Diddy drugged him. I don't know if it's true or not, but it does come out today, and everybody's really excited about it. Here's a little clip from that.
April 11th, I was having a bad headache, and I asked my boy for aspirin. So I asked my boy, I said, listen, I need a aspirin. Before I could get the aspirin, I went out. I don't remember 20 days. What they told me was that they took me to the first doctor, and that doctor just gave me a cortisone shot and sent me home. So they tell me my sister took me into the hospital, and this cool white boy, Dr. Schutte, cool white boy, they say he had on a Laker jersey, just cool as you know. But he told my sister some horrible news about her big brother. He said he's having a brain bleed that's led to a stroke. Damn. Me. Wow.
That's all I got? Schmidel, you left me hanging!
He just goes on with this really long, meandering story, and just to get it to cut down, like, that was 50 seconds, and to get more on there, it would have been like 3 minutes.
No, I'm not coming against you. I'm just saying, like, this doesn't feel like a comedy special.
I know. No. It feels kind of dark.
He keeps trying to make jokes in it, and the audience just, like, is not laughing.
So are we supposed to buy into the fact that Jay-Z, Diddy, could have been a part of this?
I didn't get to that part. I watched about 15 minutes of it just so that we had this clip. But I have to watch the rest of it to see if he
Because he actually
Diddy.
Says, before I took the aspirin.
Yeah.
So nobody drugged him right then.
Right.
You know? Wow. And who's my boy?
Whoever his entourage is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know if I want to watch it. I feel like I'm just going to be sad the entire time.
Me too. This feels like a documentary about what happened and not a comedy special.
Yeah. There's a lot of very long silences where he's just kind of staring off, and you can tell that he's like thinking about things. And it's just anytime he tries to make a joke, the audience did not really laugh at it.
How long is it?
About an hour.
What's it on?
Yeah.
What's
Netflix.
It on?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. All right. Well, yay. Wasn't that fun? I've never laughed so much in my life. Can't wait for this comedy special. All right. I was wrong. I want to tell you guys. Well, first of all, it was Forbes' fault. So the Kansas City movie from Hallmark has already come out. No, I'm going to say Forbes said it was going to come out Saturday. But anyway, I'm not mad at them. But it's already come out. The Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie has already come out. And you're going to be able to watch it again on Thursday, I believe. So let me play a little bit of this amazing movie, because it has taken the number one spot on Hallmark for their Christmas movies.
No kidding.
Already. And it's just now debuted.
Well, it's a love story.
It is a love story.
I mean, how can you not love this?
Number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to midfield.
From Hallmark and the NFL.
Derek Taylor, Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy cow.
We are finalists for the Fan of the Year Award.
Comes a love story.
Hi.
That's a real Christmas game changer.
Oh, yeah. I know you are.
You do?
Yeah, the lucky Christmas hat.
We only get to the Super Bowl. Someone in her family wears the hat on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Do you not believe me?
I just need to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. You didn't have a hat.
No, but we were talking about it.
On November 30th.
We can all see there's something between you and Derek. Why do you keep fighting it?
It's not like Derek is just hanging out with us for fun. He's doing his job.
Tis the season.
Let's go, Chiefs!
To let fate call the plays.
Trust me on this one.
Guys, we kind of need the field now.
Holiday Touchdown,
man.
A Chiefs love story.
This is a must watch on Thursday.
My God,
I can't wait for Thursday.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. The Chiefs love story. Wow. And all she has to do is wear a hat to get some Christmas magic. My God. Who knew? It overtakes, unfortunately, one of Schmidl's favorite. I didn't know you loved this movie so much.
Oh, dude, I don't know how you can go by a single Christmas without watching Merry Scottish Christmas. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah. I was reading to them, you know, the whole list of the top movies, and Merry Scottish Christmas has been number one on Hallmark's list every Christmas for a long time
now. No kidding.
Yeah. I guess Lacey and Scott, they're siblings, and they kind of didn't talk, and then they went to go see, like, their mom in Scotland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a little bit of it.
That's one way to slay a Christmas song.
This brother-sister reunion will unwrap a family secret of royal proportions.
Mom, are you a duchess?
Well, I suppose it's time you learned the truth.
I feel like I am in the middle of some fairy tale.
There's something about this place.
This is the best Christmas I've had in a long time.
A Merry Scottish Christmas on Hallmark.
Oh.
They must be so mad about Kansas City. Overtaken.
Yeah.
And then I guess coming in third, I don't have the audio, but was A Biltmore Christmas. Yeah. So I'm sure that's good.
Look,
too.
When you're second place to the Chiefs love story,
right?
That's not a bad place to be. You got to suck it up.
I
right?
know, but they've owned it for years.
I know, Jamie, but they had no idea this love story was coming along. Okay? It caught them off guard.
They're just so sad. Oh, my God. So I think it was, I forget what day it was, like Saturday maybe? I don't know. Yeah, Saturday, I think. That's when I was doing all the lights outside, you know, the crazy ones. And so I would come in and, like, get another extension cord or whatever. I did not know there were three Santa Clauses.
Oh, yeah, the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen?
And he's got a series on Disney Plus that's two seasons so far.
So I come in, and they're in the park, that Central Park, right? And they've lost that little jetpack or whatever. So that was sad. And then I go back out. I'm doing all the trees. I come back in, and now all of a sudden Tim Allen has a double that has taken over Toyland.
Yeah, the evil double, yeah.
Shoot, that looked bad.
No
guys,
kidding.
No joke right there.
We're still on number one at my house. I can't wait. Man, I'm writing all these down, yeah. Man. I've got the Kansas City Christmas. Yeah. I got a Scottish Christmas. Yeah. Now I got a couple of more Santa Claus movies. Well, man.
Don't forget the Biltmore Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Biltmore.
And then I came back in, and it's like, are you still watching? Because now we got some other...
It's been 7 hours. Are you still there?
Like, wow, Tim Allen is making too many Santa Claus movies. There's only three, right?
Yeah, there's only three, yeah. But there's okay. Two seasons of the Santa Claus series.
What does that mean?
And that's on Disney
it's
Plus.
It's on Disney Plus, yes. Yeah. But it's like a TV show.
It's like 8 episodes a season, yeah.
Ew.
And it goes more into depth, like how he's going to retire from being Santa Claus and all this stuff. I know
Santa
way too
can't
much
retire.
About
yeah. Oh, my God.
He's going to, like, pass the baton.
Yeah, they have this whole thing where the Santa moves every time. It's
you've
like
watched
magic.
It?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love Santa Claus.
You've watched that series,
movie.
So you know, start
watched
to finish.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I love the original Santa Claus movie, too. It's really good. Yeah.
Jamie, you're so dumb. A Merry Scottish Christmas just came out last year. Well, what the hell? This Forbes magazine could be more wrong. Here's what I'm learning, friends. Do not get... Well, it makes sense. Forbes is known for money, investment.
Not,
they're not into Hallmark
they don't care
Christmas.
About Hallmark.
Yeah, I'm going to write the editor and go, dude, stick with what Forbes knows because you do not know the Hallmark channel, okay? My God. I'm never getting my information from them again. I apologize one more time. My gosh. All right, 50 Cent is calling for Jay-Z to lose the NFL Super Bowl deal. We'll see what happens with this in case you were under a rock. Jay-Z now is part of the P. Diddy case. There's a third, well, she's like 31 now, but she was 13. She said stuff, and it was bad. You know, if we look at Rihanna, she was 16, and he was 30 when she signed a deal. Beyonce was pretty young, too, so there is a... I guess the word would be propensity to like the younger.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see what unravels with this. The whole thing.
Now, is he outside? Because I didn't see this. Is he outside the statute of limitations on this? As far as it being criminal? Has anybody read that?
I don't know.
Now, I've read several stories about this, but I haven't seen that yet. Because, I mean, if this is true and it can be proven... And he's not, then he's going to jail for this.
I'm seeing that the lawsuit is a civil lawsuit. So
yeah, I know
it's
that.
Not criminal.
So it's not criminal.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But it will ruin him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
And it should.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. All right, Morgan Wallen, speaking of criminal cases, Morgan Wallen's alleged chair throwing case is going to be heard by a grand jury. Woo! Wallen faces four charges related to his, throwing of a chair. That was kind of dumb, Morgan.
Oh, like, extremely dumb. Yeah. And I think they're going to throw the book at him because they want to make an example of him.
Yeah. He was arrested on April 7th by the Metro Nashville Police Department for throwing a chair off the roof of Eric Church's bar and down to the ground. He's lucky nobody was killed.
I mean, it landed, a couple feet away from a cop?
Right?
So that could have been real
bad.
Oh,
my God. Let's see here. It says that reckless endangerment charges are felonies, disorderly conduct charges is a misdemeanor. So they're going to appear in court today, Tuesday? Today is Wednesday. No, today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Jeez, oh, peace out, you guys. I'm telling you, Christmas is... Does anybody else have brain fog Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, it is overwhelming. I'm having the craziest dreams of like, oh my God, I caught the house on fire with the Christmas lights. Oh my God, I forgot to buy this. I forgot what it was, but something about like, I had a cat that tore open all the presents. I don't have a cat.
You don't have a cat.
No.
You don't have presents either.
I think it's so stressful. This time of year is just so stressful.
I agree.
You get in your own head. And
it's building every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Every day it's getting worse.
It's a true story. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It's slick out there in certain places. I guess other areas are starting to clear up, but there are some slick spots, so be careful. We were talking about, the stress of the holiday, or at least Jamie brought it up.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Then we get a text about somebody losing their job.
Lost their job.
And I was telling Jimmy, I'm like, that should be off limits. You should not be able to lose a job. Nobody should be able to fire anyone in November and December.
I agree.
Off limits, man. Yeah. That ain't cool.
That's so sad. What a bummer, right? Yeah.
More stress.
All of us think we have problems, right? This person lost their job right now. Yeah. Like, God, that sucks.
So yesterday, I'm coming back from Hawaii. I land in Phoenix, Arizona, about this time, actually. And I went to the Odyssey app. I listened to part of the show yesterday.
Yes.
From Phoenix.
We had fun.
Yeah, no, I could hear
at
the fun.
At your expense.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Because we could.
That's not what I heard.
we did have a lot of fun at your expense.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes made about you and stuff.
Anything that I would laugh at?
Okay, here's one. What? All right, you ready? What? Here's one. So, BJ is not here today. He went to watch his wife run. So there's that.
That was a joke? Yeah. Yeah, I did. Ran. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, watched them run.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure did.
Yep.
So that was, we laughed.
That was the joke. Yeah, we laughed.
We laughed and laughed and laughed. Yeah.
Well, what I heard yesterday when I went into the Odyssey app, mm-hmm. I heard you guys talking about these drones over New Jersey.
Okay, that's
weird. Why is it weird?
Because I had a long discussion with my son about it last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I want him to create a Spidey drone.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mom, you know they're the size of cars. And I was like, what? He goes, the drones are the size of cars.
Yeah, they're
not huge. They've never seen anything like this. They're not little drones like I have at home. Because I want him to create the Spidey drone, which is a drone that goes up. It has webs. And it grabs the whole other drone and pulls it down. He said that when they sent up like the F-18, that they just disappear.
To shoot them out of the sky?
To go up and try to get them, they just disappear.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I can't figure this out. And you know me, I'm very curious when it comes to things like this, because every now and then I'll bring up UFOs and all that. Now, I don't know if I believe in aliens, but I do think that there's something weird going on right now.
Well,
but
it's teeny tiny aliens.
I heard Carson say that.
Teeny tiny cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're all texting like...
But why are they teeny tiny? I don't understand, because these things are the size of a car.
We didn't know that yesterday.
But I still stand behind it. They're Martians.
Okay.
Teeny tiny. Right.
Yeah. And why just Martians?
Those are like the alien versions. So their drones are like the size of our cars.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, you see that? You see what I'm saying?
Not really, but okay.
Because if you think about it, their spaceships are massive. Oh. Like, these things are huge.
So their drones are
like the size of our cars, because our cars to us are big.
Those are called the mothership.
Yeah, the mothership.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There's never a daddy ship. It's always a mama ship. I don't know why. But I can't figure it out. What are these things? What are, okay. I mean, and now you got the government trying to intervene here and try to figure this out. It's like, I mean, this is really serious stuff for these people that live in that area.
So from the astrophysicist child, who is 18, he really disappointed me yesterday.
Why?
Because he believes that it's from a different planet.
Yes, thank you.
He really does. He says that they're mimicking, he thinks, and this is so disappointing because I'm not buying it. He thinks it's mimicking drones because we know what drones are, and it's a force that's mimicking the drones with the lights.
We're used to the drones. What did I say yesterday?
You said we're used to the drones.
They're coming incognito like all these dumb humans. They won't even know.
That's what my kid was.
Yes.
Anyway, he was saying like they're just mimicking them, so we're not like, oh my god. I'm like, what? And that was really disappointing. I said, you need to get out of that college.
No, well, no, I fully support him.
I would kind of question that scenario if it weren't for the fact that it's not just New Jersey. I'm seeing videos on my feed that are from all over the world that drones are showing up.
I've only seen New Jersey.
Well, and the crazy part about it is that, like you said, they disappear.
Yeah, they just...
When they send up the planes to check on, they just go away.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, but, son. I go, really? Now you're just telling me all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we've never seen this before, and they just created something to mimic a drone. He's like, well, think about it. Drones haven't been around that long, so they've just figured out how to mimic. I'm like, please, this school, yes. This lib school's killing you, kid. Killing you.
No, he's dead on. He is right. He is right.
Get back from California before they make you crazy.
What do you think they are, though? I mean,
China.
I do too. China. I think it's another country. Yeah. I really do. I'm with Jamie on this. I think it's another country that is trying to just, it's a distraction for the most part.
Yeah.
But just showing their technology that they have, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I feel like it's China. I mean, I'm just like,
I mean, I'm going to get away from the whole Martian thing. I'm not on board with that. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, they started with balloons.
They did. And they remember, we were balloons. Just all watching it and not even doing anything about it?
Yeah.
Just watching
Sucked
that
us in.
Balloon.
And then they came back with this technology on us.
So, I don't know.
It's crazy, though, isn't it?
It's a little terrifying. I don't like it. And I don't like that we can't bring it down. And so that's why my Spidey drone was a great idea. And he's like, they can't even shoot them down because they disappear.
Well, it's not some smart kid like yours in the backyard somewhere with 50,000 drones that he's got up in the air that he's controlling. It's got to be something far more. If they're sending up F-16s to shoot them down.
And then they go away.
Then they go away. Then you got the government, the FBI investigating them. And you're talking a big deal.
Although I will say, have you seen the Denver drone show?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty sweet.
You guys, that is amazing.
Every night at 7 o'clock until December 31st.
And you were telling me about the DIA one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Schmidl, they replicate the canopies out at DIA. And like they even, I saw a video of it, they even have like a plane that flies all the way down
and
past.
Like lands and then the horse pops up?
It's so cool. Blucifer comes up.
I don't know how they program that.
It's amazing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, like, you lay out 5,000 drones, you have to turn them all on, and the battery has to stay charged. Who does that?
I can't keep my phone charged.
I know.
It's pretty amazing technology,
yes. It is.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, speaking of drones.
Wow.
Did you see where the Florida guy shot down that Walmart drone?
I did not. Was it delivering something?
I guess, and it flew over his house and he shot it down.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're in a world of trouble for that.
You know, it's funny because what was I watching? I was watching like Real Housewives or whatever, and I noticed that accidentally, they're filming with drones now.
They are.
Yeah, they're filming. They showed and they accidentally got the drone in the shot. But they're filming all kinds of things. I mean, this drone technology is used for filming. They use it in warfare. Have you seen the Ukraine videos?
Yeah.
Where the guy is sitting in, he's lying in wait, and then this drone comes and it. Yep.
And you don't know. I mean, when you see a drone, you don't know if it's got a camera on it. You don't know if it could have a bomb. You don't know what's on that thing.
Well,
you know, or it's just, you know, child's play. You don't know.
Douglas County Search and Rescue. So sad. Douglas County Search and Rescue, I guess they just found like somebody, that little boy or something.
And they do like thermal imaging.
Thermal. And they found him because they were looking for him.
That technology is incredible, by the way. Yeah, I've seen some of that where they're looking for somebody.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how it points it out. Here's the story on the Florida man that shot down a Walmart drone.
At some point today, did a drone fly over your house and you shoot at it? I'm going to be real blunt with you and ask.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you shoot at it?
Because I thought it was somebody and turned around playing games on my house.
I got you. Where did you see the drone at?
Right above me.
What, can you walk out and just kind of show me?
Right there.
Sitting straight above it?
Straight above me.
Do you have any idea?
Hovered, lowered some kind of cord down or something, turned around, sent something back up, and then after it was shot at, it turned around and went north.
Gotcha.
Okay. It was doing a delivery.
Wow.
He didn't know. He'd never heard of that before because he's an older guy.
You're right.
He didn't
I'm
know.
I'm sure he was a little scared.
Yeah, you see a rope come down with a package. You don't know what's in that package. Could be a bomb.
I can see Bob shooting that some bitch down.
That does sound like Bob.
Yeah, right.
That guy can't be over my house dropping that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. You can get us on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there later on today. Don't forget, get your tickets. Mega Millions tonight. $619 million. $619 million
hold
for the
on,
holidays.
Hold on. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What happened? Sorry, I didn't know we were on the air. What's happening? Okay.
I mentioned the Odyssey app. You can get us our podcast later on today.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Mega Millions, $619 million.
That's going to be my money. I'm so excited. Yeah, Here's the deal. Mega Millions details are that the drawings are every today,
tonight,
and Friday. All you have to do is super simple. Pick six numbers, $2 a ticket, and then choose your lucky numbers, or you can always do the quick pick, and they'll pick it for you, right? And it keeps growing until someone wins like Jamie White.
Got it. Man, what a holiday gift that would be, huh?
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm
what are you doing?
Oh, I'm.
What are you doing over there?
Well, you know, I'm all about fads, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I am the fad queen, right?
Yeah.
So I bought the Berber rind or whatever that's in red wine, berberine or whatever. So I just bought that, and then I bought my own yogurt making machine.
Oh.
No kidding.
Yeah. Makes your own yogurt. Mm-hmm. Because yogurt in the stores is real bad for you. Did you know that?
Yoplait?
Yeah, it's
Yoplait's
bad for you.
Yep, it's full.
No kidding.
It's full of sugar. So the latest rage is the ultimate probiotic yogurt maker with adjustable time and temperature control. Make trillions of live probiotics with two 1-quart containers for larger batches. Best Greek yogurt maker ever with a lifetime warranty.
Okay, that's awesome because Little Debbie houses yogurt. So
right?
We buy this like organic, like this, it's zero sugar, everything, and she loves it, but it costs a lot of money.
Well, now the new rage all over the nation is making your own yogurt because the deal is it keeps you can make way more probiotics in it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to add all the sugar.
You know, have you ever bought the stuff that's no sugar, that is 100% yogurt?
Yeah, it's
horrible.
None
of the additives and everything?
Yeah.
It is the worst tasting stuff.
It is.
I can't eat it. I'm sorry. We buy the one that you get at Costco, and it's just, it always goes bad in the fridge because nobody will eat it.
But this
but
you can add. You can add like blueberries and your own natural fruits and stuff without the sugar. Like blueberries are healthy, right? So you just add the blueberries for a taste.
Yeah.
But this, I'm telling you, you guys are going to be reading about this. You're going to be like, whoa, Jamie, what? Make your own yogurt? Yeah, that's right. I told you about that in 24.
I mean, it's a great idea. It actually is.
Yeah, I'm cutting edge.
Thing will sit in a box in your garage like everything else you order. Are you kidding me?
You don't know.
You
got to open
saying.
It first.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, I bought you, what was it, 2 years ago that we bought you a deep fryer or an air fryer?
Air fryer.
You've yet to even use it.
No, Michelle has it.
Yeah, she re-gifted it.
Wait a minute. You gave away the air fryer I bought you?
No, I didn't give it away. I wrapped it up.
You swap?
Re-gift.
Did you do a swap?
Hers went bad.
Oh,
and so she loves it. She thanks you.
No. You're welcome, Michelle. I love the air fryer myself.
Yeah,
it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, right.
Especially when you got a 6-year-old.
You guys
it's great for dino nuggets.
You wait. I'm going to make my own yogurt and bring it in. You guys are going to be like, dude, you're so healthy.
You know what? I would be interested to try it, though, because I do like yogurt. And I like the honey yogurt. But
oh, and I got that special maca caca.
Yeah. And it's good.
I got that special honey.
Yeah.
I can add that to it.
And where is it? Is it still in
the
box?
It's in my garage.
Oh, you
can. Because I like to keep honey in my garage.
You mean you can make that part of your recipe, you're saying?
Yeah, with the maca caca.
Yeah, I love the honey flavor. So if that works out for you, yeah, I'd be into the yogurt machine.
You guys don't know. I might be starting to sell like yogurt, macayaka yogurt. You watch.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be the new Martha Stewart of Denver.
Yeah.
Jamie writes yogurt.
You're the yogurt queen. Yeah, Denver's yogurt queen, man.
Manuka honey. All right, sorry.
Speaking of making side money, what is it about this girl that, or woman, this woman from the sheriff's department, what county?
Arapahoe. I feel bad for her.
I do too.
I have to be honest with you because she's been with the department for 21 years. 21 years. She has kids. She has a husband.
And she's on OnlyFans.
It didn't say. It just said streaming.
Yeah,
porn.
I would imagine she is. Uh-oh. But I mean, it's not her fault. She went into this massive amount of debt, $500,000 because of her house that the insurance wouldn't cover because of a storm. So I mean, she was drowning.
I didn't read that part, but now I'm even more for her.
Yeah.
Was
I'm not
really?
Against
so
it.
So it was a He's storm right. in 2023, and it was hail. Like, hail damaged their house, like, to the point it was really bad. And the insurance, her insurance, wouldn't cover anything. Any Look, repairs. So
she decided not to sell yogurt, instead spread her legs.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Now, I'm not against her either. I'm just saying that it does make a difference to what site she's on and how she's streaming and what she's putting up.
Yeah, some
for
are
the
more,
entire store.
Hardcore than others.
Yeah, if it's OnlyFans and you're selling lingerie pictures, okay, no big deal, right? But if it's hard.
Well, I don't know if...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
In the news story, they don't say OnlyFans. They just say that she's on websites.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's the news story that we're talking about. She's a deputy, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In Arapahoe County, right? And she's been let go because of this streaming.
She resigned. My name is Shannon Laughlin.
Do what now?
She resigned.
She resigned?
She resigned.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
My name is Shannon Laughlin. I was a deputy with Arapahoe County for 21 years.
But that career came to an end this week as her secret emerged. The 44-year-old Laughlin ran her department's driving academy. But even with a steady paycheck, she ran into financial ruin. And this wife and mother felt she had no place to turn.
You were kind of a deputy by day and starring in porn at night, essentially.
Ultimately, it could be construed as that. It could be considered a double life.
She entered the world of online porn just a couple of months ago, shooting scenes for various sites under an assumed name.
Yep.
It was quick cash and enough to catch up on her mortgage and hold off the bill collectors.
I was desperate. I was drowning. I found a very legal, lucrative means for providing that support for my family that I needed at that time to save my home for them.
She says she knew she broke department rules by not asking permission to work a second job.
The mainstream in the adult industry is not something that the sheriff's office would approve of.
No.
And I understand that.
Yeah, I understand that too.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me that she found the most lucrative, so therefore she quit the sheriff's department and she's going to stick to porn.
No, she quit because somebody squealed on her and she knew that she was breaking policy. So after 21 years, she resigned because somebody in the Arapahoe Sheriff's County, they're like, hey, did you hear about Shannon? She's a porn star.
Snitch.
Yeah, there was a snitch inside.
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the deal is, it's like, I think it was some woman, because Shannon's 44, and for her to still be able to pull off porn, pretty impressive.
Yeah,
she's
it is.
Very attractive.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
And her rack is amazing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, she looked at her options here. She can quit the porn and stay with the sheriff's department, or the porn paid a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that for her to get out of debt, she knew to stick with the porn.
And
right?
her husband's supportive, right? So she said it. And so I don't know if she's doing it with her husband, and that's like, or if she's just a...
It sounds like she's not doing it with her husband.
Well, I don't think she's doing it with anybody. She might be just like doing stuff.
Yeah, they just say scenes, so that's not scenes. Like there's a lot of different types of scenes.
Would you mind going looking into that for us, Spadil? Can you research that for us to find out exactly what she's doing?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put it on my computer over here.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah.
I'd rather be on
yours.
Because
maybe she's just doing like a little like, you know, a Moulin Rouge strippy thing, right? Maybe she's doing like that, and they're just calling it porn to be rude.
Yeah, be rude.
Right, maybe it's like pretty porn.
I'm with you, though. It's some 65-year-old deputy over there that's a female that turns her in. Because her husband probably saw this girl on porn and said, oh, honey, she works with you, doesn't she?
No, you
she
know what it was? It. I know who it is. Oh. It's Deputy McFloppy.
Yes, McFloppy.
Deputy McFloppy. She is 64, and she turned her in.
Yeah.
Deputy McFloppy.
All right, Spadil, will you stay on top of this story for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what her stage name was.
He's doing a deep dive.
That a boy.
We've lost him for the show.
In fact, you might want to contribute at some point, you know? Maybe buy some of her stuff.
That's
just to keep the
jam.
House payments going. You know what I mean?
Help out, man.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I think I started here the second time at Alice. My kid was 5 years old.
Yeah, he was.
He was 5 years old, and he comes back for Christmas on the on Thursday, and he's going to be here for like 26-27 days.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
Man, it's so here already.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we are five. Okay, he was here when he was 5 years old. I just want you to remember how fast it goes, because your kid is what, six?
Six.
5 years old. And now he's talking to me about quantum physics and how Google has just created the fastest quantum chip, and something about all these. It has some kind of breakthrough with qubits that exponentially reduces error. And I'm like, this. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, Jamie, just to clear up this conversation, I've got a six-year-old, Frog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At this stage right now, I don't think he's going to be talking to me about quantum physics when he gets older. I just feel like that we're going to be more basic with our conversations.
I don't know. I was suspect, too. I was suspect,
were
too.
You?
Yeah, I was like...
And he surprised you.
Because
just
my
out
kid
of the blue.
Was... I mean, my kid was putting spaghetti on his head and calling it a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. Yeah. So I shouldn't be alarmed
about
this?
Don't be alarmed. They can end up... Yeah. So just don't worry. I was like, dude, that's spaghetti. It's not a hat. Yeah, it is, Mom. When you put it on your head, you can call it a hat.
All right. Frog's got a chance.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So I guess, anyway, Google has just created this quantum chip. It's faster than the most powerful supercomputer on the universe.
No kidding.
That is mind-blowing.
That's crazy.
Because the way he dummied it down to me is like, back in the day, let's say you wanted to solve a problem, you'd have to have 20 pages of paper, 800 pages of paper, writing out all the math for it to get to this little bit right here.
Right.
And now this chip will just do it for you. And because of all the qubits, you'll have less errors.
Oh, yeah, those people are out of my league.
Yeah,
I don't understand
too.
It. I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know the quantum stuff.
Watch
I don't
this.
Get any of that.
Watch this.
You know?
See this Kleenex?
Yeah, on your head.
It's a hat.
That's a hat. That's where I'm at, too. I mean, I'm having a hard time right now. I've had a couple of times where even the math, and I know every parent goes through this, okay? He's in the first grade.
Yep.
It shouldn't stump me.
Are you doing new math, Singapore math? What do you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I can't even do it.
Okay.
It's got to be a new math thing, okay?
Yeah.
Because you start at a certain number, and it's just automatically that's applied. And I don't get that.
Well, and like 6 + 4 can't just be 10. It has to be a thought process.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to write it step by step.
Yeah.
How
long form.
To
like, long form to get to 10.
Yeah.
6 and 4 is 10, folks.
It is 10.
I just don't get it.
No, I'm with
even
you.
Even the teacher, when we went in with the parent-teacher conference, even she tells us, like, I don't get this. I don't know why we're doing it. I mean, she gets it, but I don't know why we're doing it this way. I mean, the old way was the way to do it.
Yeah. But now, I mean, when we were in, we went Singapore math, new math, then we went back to Singapore, and the kids were just like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think we're at Singapore yet.
I don't know. Well, I mean, look, Singapore is a beautiful place, but they didn't seem that smart when I was there.
And their math is screwed up.
Exactly. Right?
They could do it easier.
My God. And if you bring drugs in, I'll never forget this. My kid and I went, so they give you this card to put in your passport, and it basically says, like, if you have any drug on you, you will be sentenced to death.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
And my kid looks at me and goes, you don't have Tylenol, do you?
And forbid, I mean, God forbid it's Tylenol PM.
Right? Whoa, yeah.
That's hardcore.
And you know, you couldn't chew gum. You could only bring two packs of gum in into that country because they didn't want it on their subways and stuff. I was like, they're regulating chewing gum?
You could only bring in two packs?
Of gum. Because they don't want it on their subway.
Yeah, they don't want it stuck everywhere.
You
think
Bubbalicious could get you busted?
Yes! It's a bizarre place, but it's beautiful.
I got three
packets. Did you imagine what they'd say about, like, nasal spray?
Oh, my God. I mean, you really get paranoid about everything there. And so, I mean, it's clean as can be. It's amazing. They told us that we could walk around at 3 a.m. and nothing will ever happen to us, you know? But, man, they're a little strict. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I mean, they just want to kill people. Like,
yeah, I'd be scared to do anything.
And trash, like, forget it. If you throw down a piece of trash, like, you're dead.
You mean like littering?
Yeah, there's no littering.
Oh, like death penalty for that?
Yeah. No,
like a trash executioner.
They just take people out.
No kidding. They look for reasons.
Yeah, it's like a sport over there. Yeah. Oh, it's really scary. All right, anyway, but it is beautiful and I recommend it. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on. First of all, congratulations to Hunter at CU. Yeah, Hunter at CU. He's a finalist for the Heisman Trophy.
He's got it. He's going to win it easily.
I think so.
He's going to have all the votes. And this is what, this Saturday we find out?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking, has the Heisman always guaranteed superstar status?
No.
I think it always brings bad things. Like, it seems...
No, it does do it well does. For certain people. Okay. Yeah. There are people that go from the Heisman to have a very successful
Johnny
career.
Johnny Football?
Yeah. Well, there's a string of them that did
bad. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys it just didn't really work out for.
It's a crapshoot, but I don't think it's going to be that way for Travis Hunter because he's so talented.
Yeah.
And he's at the receiver position. Most of the time when it doesn't work out, it seems to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will tell you this about Travis Hunter. You know, I have mad respect for that kid. I mean, here he is. He's a superstar. He's already bringing in millions. He knows he doesn't have to, you know, make his studies a priority. But they say he's an A student, right? He could easily be a D student and still, like, you know, go through life.
He's got a perfect 4.0.
Yeah, a perfect 4. Doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, and just is. I have mad respect for that kid.
When I was in college, I was at Tennessee Tech University, okay? And the quarterback of the team, he was very good. He was like all Ohio Valley Conference kind of guy. He was in my English class. I never saw him but one time.
Yep.
He showed up for one class, the very first one. Never saw him again. Mm. And remember, you start in the fall, so it's football season.
Yep.
Never saw him again. He aced it.
Well, yeah, you know why.
Well, I'm just saying, Travis might have the inroads here.
No, I think he's an all-around good kid.
I'm just saying.
No, I really think that this kid, you can even tell how he speaks. He's very well-spoken. You know, he's not a dumbass on the field. He's really well-spoken. And the way he gives credit to Shalom, I mean, all of it. I believe in that kid.
And he works extremely hard on, and from what I guess, I mean, if he works that hard on the field as he does off the field, I mean, it's...
Those disciplined people, man, they're a whole different breed. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, whether it's academics, whether it's sports or whatever, when you meet those people that, like my kid with academics or whatever, like, they're weird. Like, they actually, like, at 18 have goals.
The level of focus is, like, superhuman.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
It's crazy.
My kid is, like, pulling a straight A average, and I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you were telling the story about him, he was kind of getting a little mad at some of the people that he knew because they were coming in, like, waking him up, partying on all hours of the night on, like, a Tuesday night. And he's like, hey, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to study here, get some sleep. Like, help me out.
He is irritated with his roommates. Like, they vape. at all hours. One kid opens up a beer at 6 a.m. Yeah. He's like, dude, where are you going to go with your life? And I'm like, you don't need to tell him. He's like, he's like, well, he's a great kid. He's just screwing up his whole life, Mom. Like, his parents are really rich. He'll be fine. Because we might have looked up their house. Because, you know, when they're on Snapchat or whatever, you can see their houses. And that kid is staying in Napa at a $12 million house. His roommate.
Yeah, so, he'll be fine. Yeah.
And I'm like, that kid is waking up with a beer because he can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's just 4 years of party, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, whatever. Woo!
Shador won an award, too. He got the 2024 Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. That's for the best quarterback in college football this year.
I saw that, yeah. They said it's kind of a shame that both of them weren't Heisman contenders.
Yeah.
Because they felt like they both should be, but that's never happened.
And usually people who win this award are at least, like, nominated, right? They might not win the Heisman, but they're at least, like, on the list.
Yeah.
And he didn't even make the list, so yeah. CU's actually kind of mad that he's not on the Heisman list.
Do you actually get a golden arm?
It's yeah,
a trophy, that's kind of cool.
It's on a like
the golden arm.
Yeah. It's like it's like this.
It's on a plaque. It's just an arm on a plaque.
It's just an arm.
I like it. I've never heard of that award.
Hey, that Luigi. Woo!
Woo!
That's a bad guy. Luigi is the guy that that killed Brian Thomas. All kinds of theories happening right now. I want to tell you guys all. You're going to see lots and lots of theories. They're saying, okay, so you're telling me the valedictorian, the kid with a perfect GPA, Ivy League attendee, all this stuff, all of a sudden is smiling for the cameras at Starbucks right before he goes and does something bad, and that he's sitting in McDonald's on the computer. You know, they're like, he's not a dumb guy. So there's all, I mean, it's insane. The theories.
Yeah. Now they're calling for a boycott of that McDonald's, which is absolutely crazy. Ridiculous because I mean, McDonald's, they had nothing to do with this.
They're also saying that he had a surfing accident and he had three screws put into his back. And after that point he changed, they said he just became something happened and he snapped. We don't know if he was addicted to painkillers. We don't know if he had a botched surgery that wasn't paid for. We don't know that part. We'll get into that, I'm sure. But there's all kinds of stuff going around, including the fact that they're saying now he was on ayahuasca.
Who? Why?
He was on ayahuasca.
What is
ayahuasca?
That?
Yeah,
what
is that? Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah, it's just a psychedelic. It's a very, very, very powerful one.
Yeah, they're saying that he was a member of a club in Hawaii that was known for doing this. Yeah, it's a hallucinogenic drink that is commonly made by stems of something.
Like willow trees and stuff.
Yeah, and then you like, you know, you mash it all up and then you hallucinate. They say that he was. Yeah.
It's a 30-minute trip, usually, like 30 to 45 minutes, but it's one of the most intense psychedelic experiences that you can have.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The lawyers for that girl who is accusing Jay-Z has come out and responded to Jay-Z because Jay-Z is now suing that lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's what he said. My response is pretty straightforward. No one has made any threats to Jay-Z's assertions, and his assertions are bogus and laughable. Instead, our firm has sent a standard demand letter, thus not bullying Jay-Z, seeking a mediation on behalf of a woman who alleges Jay-Z assaulted her as a minor. The letter was vetted and approved by our client, whose preferences was to attempt resolution short of filing a lawsuit. This approach is common in these types of cases, which they were not asking for money. They just wanted mediation, right? This girl did.
What'd that mean, though?
They weren't trying to extort him for money. They just said, let's sit down and talk about this and how you want to proceed. Because you know you did this. I know you did this.
Yeah, I've just never heard of a mediation over something like this. That's kind of weird.
This approach is common in these types of cases. What you're seeing played out now is a coordinated and desperate effort to focus the public's attention on me personally, to avoid attention on the allegations being made by my client. This effort has included harassing my family and colleagues and even offering former clients money to sue me, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what's going to happen, though. And it happens in every situation. It's happened with Diddy. Look at all the girls that have come forward since he's been arrested. I mean, he's got tons of them now. I mean, we're talking probably 15, 20, 25 or so. You're going to get the same thing with Jay-Z. In the next few days, you're going to get another accusation.
When an alleged perpetrator behaves in this manner, wildly asserting that a basic demand letter is extortion and aggressively using the media to attack the opposing lawyer, this is him, while at the same time ignoring the actual allegations being made by the alleged victim, it reminds me of a famous line from Shakespeare. The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Huh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't protest too much.
Can't protest.
Just keep your mouth shut if you're a woman. Right. That's what it says. Hasn't worked for me. But I guess.
I think he's in trouble.
I do too.
Big trouble. Big trouble. I think it happened. That's just my opinion. I don't have any insight on this except for the fact that, you know, he's been with younger girls.
Yep.
That's documented. So we'll see what happens. But yeah. I think you're going to see more people come forward, though.
They say that, what's her name? She's gorgeous and she's a singer. He was with her at 16.
Rihanna.
They say that she admitted a long time ago that he held her in a hotel at 16 years old until 3 a.m. to make her sign with him.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I saw that
that's
too.
That's damning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you've got a lot of people out there, like the whole 50 Cent and other people that are out there that have been saying that this guy's a bad dude. And they've been saying it for a long time. And they've got some insight. You just don't come out and say that stuff about somebody unless you know something.
Yeah.
And so these people, they have, there's that one lady that she's smoking a cigarette doing the interview. Have you seen her?
Yeah, where I she's talking. Her name.
Yeah, I don't know who she is either.
She talks like that.
Yeah, she's smoking a cigarette while she's
she
doing it.
She has all kinds of beef on him, though.
You know, you don't see that very often. No. Somebody smoking a cigarette doing an interview. But she even stops to take a puff and everything. But she has this scoop, too. And, you know, these people, they're not making this stuff up.
Yeah, she's something's been talking happened. For a long time.
She has.
Nobody believed her. I don't even know what voice this is. Somebody. It reminds me of somebody.
It sounds like Mo from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Ange.
Yeah, but anyway. The other thing, I guess there's a viral video going around. Blue Ivy is on the red carpet for the
Mufasa.
Yeah, and then her mom shows up and she's pissed.
Why?
Because she's all alone on the red carpet. Everybody's taking her picture. Blue Ivy, right?
Yeah.
And then her mom's like, let me get in the picture.
Oh.
You know, because I'm Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she's not happy. All right. Was there anything else? Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to see the Douglas County, Deborah Takahara. She is taking her whole group to lunch today. And I'm going to see them at Olive Garden. We're all going to have endless breadsticks. Deborah Takahara.
Takahara.
She makes those airbags that get recalled.
Yeah, mine got recalled. I got Takahara in my car, too.
I'm going to give her what for when I see
you
her.
You tell her that I'm not happy with her airbags. All right. Tell her not to take it personal.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. That sounded weird, didn't it? Deborah, I'm not happy with your airbags.
Okay, now I can't
what
see
the hell
them.
Are you talking
all right,
about?
There you go. Tableau trash.
By the way, you know who else is? Somebody's retiring this week. Mike Nelson.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Aww. This is his last week on TV.
He doesn't like me.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons.
It's me.
I'm sure he's got some reasons.
Probably.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I don't feel sorry at all for these people that lost all that money with that hawk dog, that meme coin that she came out with.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. What was it, 50 million or 5 million or something like that?
It skyrocketed up 900% to $500 million.
Insane scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so bad, Schmidel, that I didn't even think it was real.
Yeah. And there are people who lost their, just their life savings, mortgages, everything.
I'm with you. When I first saw it, I thought it's fake.
I thought, okay,
all right, I'm on to it now because you know how the internet fakes us out, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at the story and I thought, I'm on to you, pal. No way this is true, right?
It's also really convoluted and it's kind of hard to understand how the whole scam worked.
No, not only that. She's not a super smart girl, is she?
No, but she had a team do this.
It was her
team,
yeah.
They used her.
All right, I didn't see her being able to pull this
off.
But
she promoted it.
Yeah,
I mean,
she did.
It was all under her umbrella of her brand.
She knew what was going on, but she had a team of people like put this together.
But they weren't actually mining coin.
No.
They had all their coin. Basically, they had all their coin up front. They had 97% of it. She held on to 97%. And then she released the rest of it. And as it shot up, she started selling her own coin that she had, like, the bulk of it. And she was, like, driving the price of it up. And then, yeah, basically people got scammed out of their money that way.
Well, it all crashed in an hour.
Jamie, I feel like Spadil bought into it. He knows too much.
He does know a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like he wasted. Yeah, how much money did you lose, Spadil?
Might have been a paycheck or two.
I'm just saying, yeah. You've got so much information on this. I feel like you were an investor and you got scammed.
Yeah, they also did this thing where they made money on the fees that it cost to buy the coin, too. That was like an extra level of the scam.
They made $1 million just off the fees.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wasn't the coin, what was the name of the coin?
Hawktaw coin.
It was a meme.
All right, listen. If you saw this anywhere, what would make you invest in this?
People are investing in a dog.
Yeah,
I know, but
Shiba Inu.
Well, and I mean, if you think about it, this girl came out of nowhere, and now she's got a podcast. Everything she does, I mean, she had a costume for Halloween in Spirit Halloween that they were selling.
And the people who got bilked out of their money aren't people who are normal crypto people. It's people like Jamie who want to get in on something that they think is going to be really big. Oh. And then they're, what?
Oh. I mean, what kind of insult is that?
I'm not insulting.
You, yeah, you did. You're saying that
she
would fall for a hot dog.
Wow.
She's the one who said she thought it was fake.
Wow. He threw you under the bus.
She said she thought the story was completely fake. She would have never fell for that. That was quite an insult. Wow. That was a slap to the old kisser.
It's not normal crypto people.
Yeah.
It's dumb bitches like Jamie.
Yeah.
Do you know anything?
Yeah. Where you go, Spadil?
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear that?
I heard it.
I heard it.
Look. I can see where you would have a costume at Party City for this Hawktaw girl.
How quick they turn. All of a sudden, we were friends yesterday when BJ wasn't here. Now I'm just the dumb girl that invests in dumb
That's what he's saying.
Okay. I mean, little BJ lover.
That's not what I was trying to say.
There was one guy.
Wow.
One guy that claims he borrowed $250,000 from his grandmother.
Yeah.
No.
Grandma!
Yeah, that money's
gone now. And lost her money!
Well, he was stupid too, right?
He wasn't obviously one of those crypto people.
No, not a crypto bro.
If you see another one of those flying around on the internet, make sure you tell Jamie. No, I'm just saying, because you don't want her to fall for you, Spadil, okay?
Thank you.
Because she might, you know?
Yeah.
TJ and Jamie.
You know, I would love for somebody that listens to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show to wake up tomorrow morning a mega millionaire.
Yeah,
I would love it.
Great. What is it again? How much?
$619 million.
I would like for Jamie to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And be a 600 and whatever millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good day.
I'd rather be BJ.
How about if I win?
I figure we'd share a little bit.
Okay. How much are you going to give me if you win?
If I won this kind of money, let's knock it down. I'll do quick math. Let's say it's $200 million after taxes and you take half and whatever, okay? $200 million, I'd probably slice you off about $3 to $5 million.
Oh, wow.
$3 million maybe.
You know what I had in my number in my head?
What?
But now I'm not doing it now. I had 10 in my head.
Oh,
for me?
I totally had 10, too.
You are such a tightwad.
You got $200
because
million.
$3 million doesn't change your life.
I got a big family.
$3 million isn't fun.
I got other people,
like,
but it would...
Let me tell you something.
$3 million would be a nice slice of the pie.
$3 million is not fun. $5 million is not fun. $5 million is not fun. Because $5 million, you just hold on to it. You can't spend it. $10 million is fun.
All right, I'll give you 10.
Like you could buy a couple new cars with $10 million.
All right.
You can invest, so you're set for the future.
But I feel like
you just hold on to it with your dear life. Like, oh God, don't take
inflation,
it from me.
Man.
But I feel like if I promise you 10, that if I did win, I wouldn't be able to show up the next day because I'd be on the run. Don't you think?
Yeah,
be like on the run.
Hey, no,
like, oh, I can't go back to work now because I owe Jamie $10 million.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, I'm not giving you 10 now. So because I know that you're not good for it. So I would give you, you know what? I'd give you $500,000.
Oh my God. Wow.
And after taxes, that's about $250.
You are the person that Spadil says you are.
That's okay. He's right.
Sorry, Fidel. Yeah. All right, we got to go. Enough of the nonsense. There is a drawing tonight.
Yes.
The drawing is tonight. The Mega Millions. Get your ticket. 619 million. You guys have a great Tuesday. Try to stay warm, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.